From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Miami-Dade College will have to wait a bit longer to pick its next president. Yesterday, the Board of Trustees voted to delay a decision on who will succeed current president Eduardo Padron. WLRN's Sam Turkin has details.
The college spent about 5 months considering applicants for the position. But after interviews with four finalists on Wednesday, members decided to seek out more qualified candidates. They considered striking down qualifications for the position to allow people with no academic administrative experience to apply. Marcel Felipe sits on the board.
If you have someone that's very knowledgeable of education, for example, someone who's been commissioner of education or secretary of education, but has not specifically served as a college administrator, we should not block ourselves out.
Mark Richard is the former faculty union president at Miami-Dade College. He's concerned the process is becoming political.
It looks like it's qualifications in search of a candidate. What we do have evidence of is that they changed the process at the last minute, and they have really stretched that trust today.
Governor Ron DeSantis has appointed a majority of candidates to the board. The board says the search process will continue to be transparent. Lenore Rodicio, the college's executive vice president and provost, will remain a finalist. I'm Sam Turkin in Miami.
For more on this story and much more, please visit our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.